弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning to you all。
很高兴来今天在圣诞节的前夕，来跟大家思想关于一个从天上来的一个大喜的信息。
I'm very pleased to share the good news from heaven, before the Christmas。
刚才所读的圣经呢，是在主前700多年前所写的一段圣经。
The passage we just read was a passage which was written 700 years before Christ was born.
但是呢，在那个时候呢，圣经里边，先知以赛亚已经预言有一婴孩为我们而生。
However, already at the time, Prophet Isaiah already prophesied that there will be one will born for us.
假如你留心刚才所读的圣经，一个很特别的一个记述。
If you have read the passage, perhaps you will notice that there is a very special recording.
前面一到第五节是一个对当时的人，那些受过苦的人的一个应许。
For verse 1 to verse 5 is a promise to those who are undergoing.Persecution and oppression.
那第一节他说那些受过痛苦的人必不再见幽暗。
For verse 1, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress.
然后第二节说在黑暗中行走的百姓要看见大光。
And verse 2, the people who walking in the darkness have seen a great light.
住在死荫之地的人有光照亮他们。
On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
然后呢，在第四节，因为他们的所负的重轭，和肩头上的杖，并施压他们的棍，你都已经戒断了。
You have shattered the yoke that burned them, and bar across their shoulders, and rod of their oppressor.
然后呢，就讲到当时的战士啊，他们不需要再打仗了。
And also mentioned that warrior at the time they will have no more war.
这是对当时的人讲的一段话。
And this is the message giving to the people at the time.
带给当时的人这个盼望。
So it brought forth hope for them.
但是呢，到第六节的时候
，However, when it reaches Verse 6,
就突然就提到一个将来的一个远景。
And all of a sudden, it mentions something about to come.
就说好像把他们的那个人那些人呢、啊，转移到更远的一个景象去。
Almost helping the people at the time, uplifting their eyesight to look much further down the road.
就说将来。
That's down in the future.
有一位婴孩为我们而生。
There will be a child is born for us.
那意思说，你现在的问题解决了。
That means whatever you are facing may be resolved right now.
但是这种的问题，这种的黑暗，这种的受伤，这种的战争还是会出现。
However, the darkness, the trouble, and the distress will continue to reappear continuously.
这却是我们整个世界历史的一个情况。
Indeed, this is the fact of human history.
那到今天里面，我们还是看见有好多的那种的黑暗的情况。
And even up today, we still see many darkness.
今天还有好多人在受苦之中。
So many people are still under distress.
好多人还在一种重轭之中。
Some people are still under a great burden.
好多人还在挣扎之那种
恐惧之中。People are still in the fear of the war.
所以这个事情好像过去了，但是又会再来的。
So it seems something may pass, however, something bad will continue to happen.
似乎在这个圣经里面，先知提到一件的事情，我们所盼望的不是我们现在的那个肉身的情况，那种环境的情况会改变。
So the prophets.Is telling us whatever we are hoping for is not something we can have a change regarding to our physical encountering.
神他会帮助我们解决我们这种生活上的 那种我们自己的那种环境上的那一种的带来的痛苦。
Though God may change the environment that will, which created a suffering for us.
但更重要的。
And however, there is something more important.
是我们要仰望一位那带给我们一种的完全的彻底的改变的一那个救赎的君王。
However, we should truly put a hope to the one who's to come, who is going to reign in our life, which can change our lives.
那我们到今天的时候，我们是很清楚的看见这位婴孩、这位救赎主所带给我们的一个是一个怎么样的情况。
So today we can, we now can recognize what type of change this.Particular Savior can change us.
我们知道的就是他不单叫我们能够脱离那种压制那种的黑暗那种的痛苦。
We now realize he's not only can rescue us from the physical suffering we are going through.
我们不单不再被藐视了。
We are no longer being despised.
而且透过这个婴孩，今天我们知道我们被提升到神儿子的那个地位。
Through this child, our status has been uplifted to the status.As the child of God.
这是婴孩的救恩。
And this is the salvation of the child.
那我们不单不再坐在黑暗里了。
We are no longer residing in the dark, dwelling in the darkness.
我们甚至可以成为世界的光。
And now we can even become the light of the world.
是不是？这是新约的圣经所告诉我们的。
And this is the New Testament, what New Testament has told us.
我这样说，我们不单不需要在黑暗中行走了。
We no longer need to walk in the darkness.
我们还可以被提升成为光的本身。
We can...Also be uplifted to become the essence of the light. So that we can enlighten those who are still in the darkness.
We not only our hands, 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 our hands,
Not only the rod on our shoulder is now being shattered.
We不但自由了
Not only we are delivered,
我们的人生我们的生命还可以刚强到可以承担责任
Our life it becomes strengthened to a point that we can bear responsibilities.
不单战争过去了
Not only the battles and wars has, they have passed.
透过了婴孩带给我们的救恩
And now through the child we receive salvation.
我们还有胜利，完全胜利，胜过罪恶，胜过死亡的那一种的荣耀。
We can also declare victory over sin, and we receive the glory out of this.
这是婴孩，那位有一直为我们而生的这样的一个应许所带来的结果。
And this is the promise.Of a child is born for us.
我们比那个时候的人看得更清楚。
And now we have a more clear vision compared to the people at that time.
简单来说，
In a nutshell,
我可以给今天的一个信息给一个另外一个题目。
I would like to change the title of my message.
不单有一婴孩为我们而生。
Not only a child is born for us.
这位婴孩为我们而生所带来的结果呢？
How about the result because of this child?
就是让我们可以远离那些负面的那种的影响。
Now we can be delivered from the negative impact that we used to face.
带来一个荣耀光彩的人生。
And now we have a glorious life.
我为什么特别提到远离那些负面的影响呢？
Why I mentioned that now we can be deported from those negative impact?
我发觉我们其实好多的基督徒啦，虽然已经得到这个婴孩带给我们的救恩了，但是我们还被我们所受过的苦，我们的那种被那种曾经坐在黑暗里，曾经被伤害的那种负面的影响之下。
I realize many Christians today, even though we do receive the salvation from the child, and yet we are still deeply influenced and impacted from the past sin and the negative environment.
这是为什么以赛亚先知提到他们已经被释放了。
And this is the very reason why the prophet Isaiah mentioned that
自由了,
people already being delivered and now they are freed.
免于征战了,
they are no longer need to be involved in the
还把个更远的那个更大的盼望来告诉他们。
And also bring forth even further down the line of this particular hope for them.
因为我们都明白,
because we all realize
所有受过苦的那种经验,
we all understand what is a suffering about.
所有曾经经过黑暗, 经过被欺压, 被藐视, 那种的经验,
we all have the experience of suffering pain, oppression, and being despised.
常常都会带来一些负面的那种影响。
And all of those experiences will bring forth a negative impact to our life.
也没有这样的情况。
Is that true for you guys?
假如你被人伤害过,
perhaps you have been hurt by others.
你受过苦,
perhaps you have gain pain because of others.
你就有些负面的一种影响,
and now there is something hurting your mind.
你会对人生对人,
and you start to become very suspicious about others, and you become defensive. Even to a point, you no longer trust yourself. Can I live in a peaceful life?
那些苦的事情会再次临到我吗?
Will those painful events reoccur in our life, in my life?
我真的可以完全来相信人吗?
Can I fully trust other people again?
所以就好多的畏缩, 好多的那种不敢向前的那种的情况。
And therefore, we start to have many caveats about our life, and we no longer can march forward.
一些, 打过仗的战士,
perhaps those people who have been to war,
他现在不用打仗了。
And now they are veterans, they no longer need to fight.
但是呢, 好多 从战场回来的战士了，他已经失去了这种打仗的勇气了。However,
those veterans no longer have the courage to fight again.
他不想再面对战场了。Because
they don't want to face battlefield.
那种的伤痕常常的提醒他，算了算了，不要麻烦了。Because
the scar of the war keep on reminding them, no, forget about it, let us not fight again.
根本不能够产生什么作用。
There is no way that you can produce any effect.
那何必再受伤呢?
Why going through this painful experience again?
你知道我很怕在教会里面有好多这样的弟兄姐妹。
You know, this is what afraid in church setting as well.
曾经担负过责任的。
Those brothers and sisters who have bear great responsibility before.
结果吃力不讨好。
And however, if they face any type of frustration,
受伤了。
And they were hurt.
所以他就失去了一种生命的丰润，一种的。 锋刃这个刀的镰刀的那种锋刃吧。
So they lose their sharpness of serving.
这没有用了，变成好钝了，好迟钝了。
So they become useless in the ministry.
好多受过苦的人都有这种情况出现。
Many people who have suffered pain before, they all carry this type of scar.
算了，就好，让我好好的经过这几十年的人间就好了。
So they kind of say to themselves, I want to give it up, let me just go through this life as nobody.
但是救恩所带来的结果, 那婴孩所带给我们的救恩的结果, 绝对是可以帮助我们提升我们远离这种负面的思想。
However, the result of the salvation of this child can truly bring us apart from this painful experience.
那今天我就要跟大家思想这方面的事。
So today I would like to share with you about this passage.
不但,
not only,
远离痛苦,
not only we can get away from this pain,
我们还可以有个更尊贵的人生,
and we can even have a more prestige life.
第一, first, 这位婴孩所带来的是一个儿女的尊贵的身份。
First, this, to us, a child is born will bring us to a different status, that is the status
to become the child of God.
I'm not sure whether how you see yourself. We are no longer carry identity as a normal people. We are now a child of God. So how are you going to see yourself?
我记得我那是2002年吧，我刚刚来从China Town的地方搬到这个Fishing来。
I still remember about a year 2002. I moved my office from Manhattan to Flushing.
因为自从九一一之后啦，好多新移民都移到Fishing来。
Because ever since 9/11, many new immigrants moved to Flushing.
那我也觉得我们应该才可以在那边有些发展。
And I have a vision to start to have a ministry in Flushing.
所以呢，20年在China Town之后，我的 office 都搬到Flushing.
And therefore, I move my office, which has been established 20 years. In Chinatown, and now I moved to Flushing. Even though the office in Manhattan continued to have its ministry, I developed a new ministry in Flushing.
我记得了，我特别邀请一个电台的DJ 来访问我，让我有机会来介绍。
I even asked a radio DJ to interview me in order for me to let people know about my ministry.
那个DJ是很好的。And
the DJ is a very nice person.
在访问我的时候就问那个假设的问题。
So the DJ asked me a question.
这是他这样想的，不是真的。
So this is a question he cooked up by himself.
他说：“老牧师，跟你同年纪的人呢，都已经发大财了。”
And he said, Pastor Low, those people who are in the same age of yours, they have already been very wealthy now.
这是他假定的，他不认识我的朋友。
Well, he's making assumption. He didn't know any of my friend, but he making an assumption.
那你有没有后悔？你现在还是个穷传道了。
And he asked me, Pastor, do you have any regret that you are still a very poor pastor?
这也是假定的。
And though he's still making an assumption when he asked the question. Of course, I'm not that poor, really.
这是他在访问的时候，他就自己找出个这样的问题出来。
So he is making some assumption as he posed the questions for me to answer.
不过他这样问我了，我就很自然地回答他。
Though this is a question of his assumption, I continue to respond naturally.
那我就跟他开玩笑。
So I kind of reply with half-joking tone.
我说这个印象是错误的。
I say, well, you actually have a wrong impression.
做牧师、做传道不一定穷的。
Being a pastor does not necessarily need to be poor.
我说你，我一定比我的同辈的朋友好很多。
I can assure you, I'm better than most of my my peers in my age group.
那我也是假定的，来跟他回答。
Well, actually, I made an assumption myself too.
我的朋友在香港，这个都已经不晓得到哪里去了，这个年幼的朋友。
Because I truly have no idea about my peers in my age group, whether they're in Hong Kong or someplace else.
但是啊，我告诉他。 你知道吗？我这么这20几年来啊
，However, then I continue say, well, in the past 20 years，
我签的支票啊
，the checks I have written，
一定超过1000万
，I have definitely more than
那现在就不止了
$10 million，
现在30几年了
，definitely much more
我签的支票好多好多。
I have signed so many checks.
那钱不是我的。
Of course, the money doesn't belong to me.
但是我可以自由使用的。And
however, I do have a freedom to sign those checks.
我就是用这个例子告诉他。So
I'm only using this as an example.
我觉得确实是这样啊。I
say, well, to me, this is true.
用今天来说。
From today's standard.
我单单 New York 这个 ministries， 我要签的支票是几十万啊。
And the check I need to sign just for this month in New York, I need to
sign
hundreds of thousand dollars.
这钱不是我的。
Of course, the money doesn't belong to me.
但是那个人生的丰富并不一定是用你有多少钱来算。
The abundance of life does not judge and measure by how much bank account you have.
我是上帝的仆人。
I'm merely a servant of God.
我的价值不是用我有多少钱来衡量。
My value does not depend on the bank balance.
我不晓得大家有没有这种的专柜的一种的感觉，一种思想。
I don't know whether you have such a feeling of being prestige.
最近我在那个 WeChat 里面呢，看到一个在中国在成都的一个牧师叫王怡啊，他所讲的一句话。
I recently saw a story in WeChat regarding to a pastor in Sichuan, China.
他的教会呢被公安破门进去了。
For his church has been destroyed by the government police.
那然后呢就抓了一百多人去审判。
So about 100 members have been arrested and to be interrogated.
是没有道理的。
Without reason.
他的王怡就是大教会的牧师。
So this Pastor Wang, he is the pastor of the church.
他也是被带走了。
And he also was arrested.
在看人看起来好像好软弱。
And from people's point of view, this seems to be a very terrible event.
对那些领导的那种困难、那种的迫害，好像无能为力。
It seems like Christians are weak to face such oppression.
但是他在他所写的文章里面有一句这样的话。
And however, he wrote this in his article.
他说这个政权可以使我妻离子散。
He said, even though the government can cause me to have a broken family.
他不是第一次被抓了哈。
He is not being arrested only the first time.
他会拆散我的家庭。
He said, this event may destroy my family.
他可能使我身败名裂。
He may destroy my name.
他知道他被抓之后可以莫须有的可以加上好多好多的这个问给他的破坏他的名誉。
He knew once he was arrested, his name can be tainted.
但这个政权却没有办法叫我改变我的信仰，放弃我的信仰。
And however, this action from the government cannot change my faith.
这是他的尊贵。
And this is because of
his status. 这是他的勇气。
This is his courage.
这个是一个神的儿女，有信仰的人的一个尊贵的一些的提升。
And this is his prestige identity of being a child of God.
也是这个救恩所带给我们。
And this is what the salvation brought forth for us.
所以我希望我们弟兄姐妹在圣诞节的时候来思想这个婴孩所带给我们的救恩。
And therefore, during this Christmas season, may brother and sister ponder upon the salvation bring forth by this child. We are now children of God.
第二点呢？
Second,
我希望我们能够走过曾经走过黑暗的人。
For those of us who have been through the darkness,
曾经迷失过的人
for those of us who have been went astray,
我们要知道我们不单走出了黑暗，而且能够成为世上的光。
Not only we have gotten out of darkness, and now we can become the light of the world.
那在信主之前呢，我也曾经坐在黑暗里。
Before accepting Christ, I too was sitting in the dark.
其实初信主的时候，我也有些黑暗的那种阴影在我的这个思想里面。
Even as a new believer at the time, I still have the shadow of those darkness I used to have.
因为我的童年，我的少年的时候，我爸爸很早就离开世界。
For when I was a teenager, my father passed away early.
所以好多事情呢都好不明朗。
So are many things I was immature. I have no idea.
我还记得我爸爸离开世界的时候，我去到医院里面，他已经不在那个床上了。
I still remember when my father passed away, I went to the hospital. The only thing I found was an empty
sick bed.
I was only 15 at the time.
我去到那边只有看到一个, 旧的手表在那个, 桌子上。
All I saw was an old watch of my father resting on the end table. Next to the bed. That's the only thing my father has left for me. I also inherit the gambling trade from my father. So I never liked to study since I was young. So I was aimless. My life was aimless.
那后来感谢主了，很快我就信主了。
And praise the Lord, I accept the Lord soon.
但我信了耶稣之后，不等于我立刻我的情况改变了。
However, it doesn't mean my life is transformed once I accepted Christ.
那我正在那个时候有种那种少壮不努力，老大徒悲伤那种感觉。So
all I feel is I regret about what I have done in the past, and I still didn't know what to do.
当我想好的时候，我发觉我有好多的困难。And
by the time I really want to do something good, I realized I was facing many difficulties.
所以那时候我就要一面做工一面读书了。Then
at the time I need to work part time and also study.
好不容易。And
it was difficult.
我记得我初信主的时候，我有段时间我常常唱诗歌。
I still remember when I was a young believer, I often sang a song.
那首诗歌是天父是否仍然看顾我。
The hymn is about does my heavenly father still watch over me?
就是我对前面不明朗。
Because I do not know what's ahead of my life.
当然那首诗歌的副歌很好的。
Of course, the refrain of that hymn was good.
他必看顾,
he was surely be watching over me.
所以我就,
surely watching over me.
不断地造就自己, 不断地向前走。
Then I used that hymn to encourage myself continuously.
今天我不单是离开了黑暗,
now today I'm no longer in the darkness.
知道看天父一直的看顾。
Recognize my heavenly father continued to watch over me.
不单看顾,
not only he watched over me, he also poured down his abundant grace upon me. And I can see that when I look back decades of my life. And actually, my life has reached another plateau.
不但走出了亮光,
not only have I gotten out of the dark, now I have the light. And now I become a light.
我可以用我的生命来告诉别人，这个信仰是好的。
I can truly use my life to tell other people that this faith is good. This road of faith is possible.
我昨天才跟一两个传道人来交通这件事。
I had a fellowship with about two pastors last night.
我觉得我今天最大的一个这个最重要的一个功能呢。 就是告诉我的弟兄姐妹，告诉那些传道人牧师说，这条信心的路是走得通的。Today,
I believe my main function is to tell all the co-workers, tell all the brothers and sisters, tell all the pastors that the way of serving in this faith is possible, is workable.
我们不仅仅来维持一个事工而已。We
are not here just to maintain a ministry.
我们是可以有力量来突破它的。That
we do have the strength to have a breakthrough of our current ministries.
就成为他们的亮光，说你可以向前走。So
we become a lamp for other people to march forward.
今天我们也可以成为我们身边的人的教会的弟兄姐妹的亮光。
Today, you too can become the lamp of the people surrounding you.
你可以告诉弟兄姐妹，这条路是好的。You
can tell other people, indeed, this is a good way to go.
是值得来摆上我们的那种 其他次要的事情来追求那个更重要的事情。
It's worthwhile to lay down everything else in order to march forward on this way of faith.
我们要提升我们的生命到这样的一个地步。
We need to escalate and lift our the value of our life to such a level.
因为这是这位婴孩的救恩所带给我们的一个救恩的那个实在的情况。
And this is the true condition and the result of the salvation of this child.
还有我们的这个婴孩所带给我们的救恩，不单是自由的那个轭可以断的那个打我们的棍可以截断的。
And therefore, the salvation brought forth by this child not only bring us freedom, a liberation from the burden we used to have.
我们可以真的像保罗所讲的，有那个有我们的瓦器里面呢，有宝贝在里面的。
And we can truly be like the description what Paul has said that we are truly like a jar of clay, and there's a treasure inside of this jar.
这是哥林多后书四章第七节。
And this second recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
我们所能够做的是超过我们这个能力所能够做的。
What we can accomplish is way beyond our ability.
是好像保罗说，我今天成了何等人，是上帝的恩来才成的。
Just what Paul has uttered, what man I have become, it's all because of grace of God.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过，其实你有更大的潜力，更大的能力来承担超过你现在所能够承担的那些事情的呢？
Brother and sister, have you ever think about knowing that you actually have a greater potential than the current ability you do have?
有人说了，我们那个老四包啊，我们一生用的那个很少，我们浪费了好多好多。
And according to study, people say, well, we have waste so many brain cells in our brain.
我们常常都认为我们用就会用完了，不会的。
A lot of people thinking we can consume all of our brain cells. It is not true.
我们的能力，我们所能够做的事情是一定是超过我们所能够做的，我们所认为我能够做的事情。
What we can accomplish, what we can achieve is definitely more than what we think we could.
我有几位我的老师啊，他给我很好的榜样。
Many of my teachers, they have given me great example.
他们都活到九十几岁。
They have set great example for me, for they have lived a long life beyond 90.
不是说活到九十几岁一定好，我不是这个意思。
I'm not saying for those who have a long life, they will have a good accomplishment in life.
最重要的是，他们活到九十几岁的时候，他的脑筋还是好清醒的。
What I want to mention is that those my teacher who live beyond 90, they still have a clear mind.
他还可以讲道的。
They can still preach.
还可以不用看讲章讲道的。
They can continue to preach without
script.
You know, beyond 90.
我是讲我的老师郑林芳牧师就是这样。
For one, my teacher, Pastor Zen.
那神保罗牧师也是这样。
And Pastor Shane Paul as well.
好多这个忠心好好去被神用的传道人呢，他们都有这种超过我们所想象的那种潜力可以来侍奉。
Many faithful servants, they all have such potential that beyond our imagination.
我现在都觉得我现在每天每个星期每个月的所做的事情呢，是超过我的能力所能够做的。
When I look about my life right now, I realize what I accomplish monthly is truly beyond what my physical condition could.
有时候要预备一个星期要讲两三篇道。
And I need to preach two or three times a week.
还要写社论。
And I also need to write article.
还要解决好多问题。
I also need to face many issues I need to resolve.
还要想想将来。
I also need to plan ahead. I need to plan my work schedule.
还要想那个钱怎么来。
I need to also think about where am I getting those income for the ministry.
还有同工的需要，有时跟他们要谈话。
And co-workers, they do have a need of their own.
哎呀，总之好多好多。
I need to talk to them. And there are so many things.
我都没有想过我能够做那么多的事情。
I never thought I could accomplish so much.
我前天我去看医生。
The day before yesterday, I went to see a doctor.
是例行检查。
As my regular checkup.
心脏病一个心脏的一个弟兄一个很好的医生呢，专门来看我的心脏的。
So a doctor want to focus on the condition of my heart.
他说：“老牧师，你的心脏那个情况比以前好啊。”
And he said, Pastor Low, your heart condition is even better than before.
我说：“怎么会比以前好的呢？”
And I said, How could this be?
机器是越来越坏的嘛。
You know, even a machine will deteriorate.
用的那么多会坏的嘛。
As you use a machine longer, it will deteriorate.
那我都觉得好奇妙。
I feel amazed myself. I was amazed.
我现在应该十几年了。我自从搬来这个。我的 office 搬到 Queens 了，我就开始早上了五点多我就起来了。
For decades after I moved to my office to Flushing, I wake up 5 o'clock each morning.
应该这样说，每个星期大概有四天，就起来好好祷告。
So 4 days out of a week, I will wake up at this hour to pray diligently.
我还记得了，当我最初要做这个决定的时候。
I still remember at the time when I made such a decision.
我说，哎呀，糟糕了，睡得不够啊，对身体不好啊。
And I say to myself, if I wake up so early, maybe it will damage my health.
但是你工作那么多，你不祷告怎么办呢？
And yet, if I don't pray, how can I face so many ministry needs?
但我就想起但以理来了。
Then I thought about Daniel.
但以理呢，他只是吃素。
I still remember Daniel only eat
vegetable.
And yet at the time, the culture demand those people who have carry some weight.
Physically.
So it is very hard for a vegetarian to be fat. However, he passed the test.
我讲解释的意思是我希望弟兄姐妹能够放胆的来承担责任。
What I'm want to tell brothers and sisters, let us be courageous to face challenges.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
努力工作的。
Just work hard.
做不坏人的。
It won't damage your body.
人事的问题是最坏人。
What can truly damage you is about people.
人与人的关系最麻烦。
The people relationship is the hardest.
我们里面有莫大的能力。
And yet there is a great strength within us.
不但那个恶被戒断那么不但被戒断。
Not only the yoke has been shattered.
我们还可以承担。
And now we can carry the burden.
还有呢，这里讲到那个受过伤的那些战士呢。
And how about those warriors who have been injured?
我觉得我们可以保持，我们仍然可以保持一个征战的一个锋刃。
And yet we should still retain the courage to fight.
我觉得这个是能够人生里面面对挑战啊，那就是一个很大的祝福。
If we can face challenge, this truly is a blessing.
所以有人说了，人的年龄啊。不是用你的年岁来记的。
And therefore, often people say your age does not determine the years of life you live.
有些人很年轻了，已经看起来好年老了。
And some young people they look already very old.
因为他们不敢面对挑战。
In his their appearance, because they are afraid of facing challenges.
但是呢，有些人年老了。他还是好年轻的。
And yet some people who are age and yet their heart still young.
为什么？因为他们愿意可以面对征战。
Because they have a courageous heart to face challenges.
所以我希望了我们弟兄姐妹。
And therefore, it is my hope for you.
年岁可以，你没有办法来献祭他， 来增长的。
You cannot change your physical age.
但是呢，我们可以来坚持不要失去我们生命的那种锋刃。
And yet we should retain a youthful heart to be sharp in mind.
所以呢，有几件事情呢，我希望大家可以试试看，来继续来可以来做得到。
And therefore, a few things I would like to give as a suggestions for you.
我用这段经文哈，我用这个经文来跟大家彼此的劝。
I'm going to use a passage as encouragement from me to you.
我们的救恩所带给我们的那种力量。
The strength, produced from the salvation.
可以让我们可以帮助那些受过苦的人走出他们的悲情。他们的负面的影响
can help us and give us strength to those who are undergoing oppression and distress because we have experienced ourselves.
我们可以接近那些被藐视的人
We can approach and we can be near those who have been
让他们得到尊重
They are in distress, so they can be respected.
得到提升
To those who were despised, now we can lift them up.
最近我们的同工呢，开始一个监狱的事工。
And recently, some of my coworkers, they start a prison ministry.
那监狱的事工呢，就是这一方面。
So, we do such thing in the prison ministry.
当我们愿意花时间去探访他们的时候
If we are willing to spend our time to visit them,
这是给他们一种尊重，一个提升。
We are lift them up and respect them.
这是我们可以做得到的。
Pay respect to them. This is what we can do.
然后呢，我们对于迷失的人，带给他们亮光，带给他们盼望。
To those who are lost, we can give them light. We can direct them a path.
对于担负重担的人，可以给他帮忙。
For those who are carry a great burden, we can help them.
总之，不要放弃。
In all, let us not to give up working.
我最近我有一个负担呢。
Recently, I have a burden.
我希望我的将来的宣教士学院呢，能够最少做到一件事情。
I hope my ministry can at least accomplish one thing.
不仅仅教人怎么去工作。
Not only we are here to teach how to serve.How to proclaim gospels?
我希望能够帮助他们，是能够拿起镰刀来收割庄稼的那个工人。
I want to train my coworkers so they can become the workers who can do harvest.
总之，不要放弃工
作。All in all, let us not give up ministry.
一个镰刀有两个情况会没用的。
And there are two possibility can cause
没有用的，就是说，镰刀哈，镰刀，
我忘了。
你就放在地上，放在烧床起来。
And for the tool you do harvest, you can store the tool underneath your bed.
慢慢，它就生锈。
And the tool may become rotten.
然后就没有用了。
And no longer be useful.
有一种情况呢，你就用它，不断的用它。
In other condition is you continue to use the tool to do harvest.
然后慢慢也没有用。
And to a point, it start become dull and lose its function.
但这两个情况的过程是完全不同。
And however, the process of both possibilities are totally different.
虽然呢，这个医生说我的心脏有进步，但是我知道，人总是会慢慢会，没有办法做事的。
Even though my physician told me my heart is better than before, and yet I realize my physical condition will start to fade away.
但是当我能够做的时候
，and however while it's still functioning,
我就做了我应该做的事。
I will do what I'm supposed to do.
我要讲的就是这个救恩。所带给我们的那个结果是应该是这样的一个结果。
What I'm telling you is the effect bring forth by the salvation should be like this.
有能力的。
While you still have strength.
有光彩的。
While you still shine.
有用的。
where you're still useful.
这是圣诞节婴孩所带给我们救恩的结果。
Do it, and this is the effect and the result of the salvation bring forth by this child.
最后
，at the end，
我讲一个字。
Let me conclude with one word.
这个圣经里面讲到，有个婴孩为我们而生。
In the scripture saying, for to us a child is born.
有一子赐给我们。
To us a son is giving.
赐。
It's giving.
这个救恩是赐给我们的。
So this salvation is giving to us.
就是说这种能力、这种光彩、这种荣耀是赐给我们。
And therefore this ability, this potential, this salvation is giving to us.
为什么我这样讲？
Why I say this?
一些没有信仰的人呢？
For those people who have no faith,
他可能会这样说。
No religion, perhaps they will say something like this.
他说：“老牧师，你所刚才讲的这种种种的情况。”
And you say, Pastor Low, all the conditions you mentioned.
我不需要有信仰，我都可以做得到的。
I can achieve those without faith.
我可以立志不让那些受过苦的那种负面的影响来影响我。
I can set my mind to make sure there won't be any negative impact of my life continue to influence myself.
我可以对自己说，我要乐观的来面对人生种种的苦难。
I can say to myself, if there's a way, there's a will, there's a way. I can truly face challenges ahead of me.
可以做得到吗？
Is it possible?
好多人做得到的。
Is indeed some people really could do this.
相反，好多基督徒做不到的。
And yet many Christians couldn't do. Isn't that true?
假如你愿意来这样看，你是做得到的。
If you truly have a will, perhaps there is a way.
我决心要除去一切负面的影响，可以做得到。
I determined to make sure I can get rid of all the negativities inside of myself.
我决定要走出黑暗。
I determined to walk out of.
我要成为一个能够对人有帮助，成为别人的亮光的那个人。
I determined to be a helpful person and become the light of my neighbor.
事实上，在世界上有好多的伟人，他不一定是基督徒，他可以成为世界的好多人的效法的那个榜样。
Indeed, many great people in the history, they set their mind to be become a great examples for the people.
好多没有信仰的人仍然可以凭着信心可以做好多的事情。
Those people who have no religious faith and they can also accomplish many things.
他里面有可以有好多的能力可以做好多的事情。
They have a great determination to bring forth their potential inside of them.
所以假如你要这样说都可以。
Of course, you can bring forth those arguments.
但是我想跟大家思想的一件事情。
However, here is some suggestion for us to ponder.
很多时候我们对信仰的看法呢，
And many times how we view the faith
只是从一个功能的一种工作的果效功能的角度来看我们的信仰。
We only view and judge according to its functionality.
那我的意思是不是说刚才所讲的是跟我们的信仰可以相等，我不是这个意思。
I'm not saying those effect and functionality can be equivalent to our faith. I'm not saying that.
我只是觉得没有信主的人都可以提升他们的生命是做得很好。
I'm saying even those non-Christians, they can force themselves to elevate their life to achieve a better life, a living standard.
但是我们的信仰，我们最宝贵的不是我能够做什么。
However, the treasure of faith is not what we can only accomplish.
我们最宝贵的一个还是我们跟上帝的关系。
The most precious thing we have is the relationship we have with God.
就是说，有些事情我们可以一起来完成。
There, that is something we can co-work together.
在信仰的过程里面，当神说我把这个东西，把这个美好的事情来赐给你的时候。
So that in our journey in life, if God say, I'm going to give you this beautiful thing.
啊，我们就存着感恩的心来领受。
Then we receive it with grateful heart.
不是说我们不是要努力。
It's not saying we do not need to put effort into it.
这还是个关系的一种建立。
But rather a relationship building.
怎么讲呢？我可以用我的努力可以做好多的事情。
Indeed, we can use our own ability to do many things.
但我还是可以存着感恩的心来领受天父的帮助。
And we still can use a grateful heart to receive God's help.
其实在世界上有好多的人与人的关系都是从彼此的帮助、彼此的恩待里面来建立起来。
And actually, the human relationship were built by helping one another.
我觉得一个最正确的看法是怎么样？
I believe the right way of viewing this is that
我能够做得到的事情
to whatever I can achieve myself,
我就应该努力的去做
then I should put my full energy try to achieve it.
应该的。
Then this is my duty. This is what I'm supposed to do.
我不能做的事情。
For something I cannot achieve.
我必须要靠朋友才能够做得到的，我就安心的依靠朋友，我们一起来完成它。
For those I couldn't achieve by myself, then I should trust my friend and rely on my friend's help to achieve the goal.
然后不单完成一件事情，人与人之间的那种关系也被建立起来。
Not only we have accomplished a goal, now we have built a relationship with the other person.
那有些事情呢，我不能够做，我的朋友不能够帮我。
And however, there is something I couldn't do it myself, and I couldn't achieve it even with my friends.
那只有上帝能够帮我。
Then there is something only God can do. God can help.
我就安心的，也凭着信心的来依靠天父来帮助我完成。
Then I trust my Lord to have a peaceful heart and rely on God to help me to accomplish it.
还有第四种。
And yet there's a fourth kind.
我就算我能够做。
Even though I can accomplish.
我也愿意跟我的天父一同来同工。
I'm still willing to co-work with my Heavenly Father.
跟我的弟兄姐妹一同来同工。
To co-work with my fellow brothers and sisters.
因为在那个彼此同工里面，彼此帮助里面。
Because through the collaboration.
我能够得到一种的喜乐，一种的。
I can receive a special type of joy.
我现在呢，除了我刚才数算要做的事情之外呢，我还有一个小小的工作了。每天大概看我的孙子啦，一段短短的时间。
So besides all the job I mentioned that I need to do daily, I also need to spend a few moments each day to see my grandson.
有段时间呢，我就。在我的儿子家里，我们就在旁边而已。那我儿子回来的时候呢，他就通常呢，他就把鞋子除掉了，就坐在那里，把那个脚右脚把那个脚伸出来。
So as my grandson came back, because my son he lived just very close to my house, and each time when my grandson went back home, he will lift up his foot.
然后我的大孙子呢？三岁半就跑去那里了，就帮他除掉那个袜子了。
My son, once he comes back home, my grandson will walk to his father and take off his socks.
我觉得好快乐，看到这个情况。
It's very joyful for me to watch this picture.
然后呢，我的然后就把左脚也。拿出来
and then my son also lift up his left foot.
然后呢，我的小孙女呢，一岁半又帮他除袜子了。
And my granddaughter then will takes off his left foot.
但是呢，他年纪小嘛，一岁半。
The socks.
有些袜子比较难的，来除出来。
And she was only 1.5 years old, so it's very hard sometimes to take off the sock.
那除来除去都不行。
And she tried all she could try to take off the sock.
我的儿子会不会骂他呢？不会的。
Will my son scold at his daughter? No, definitely not.
好像我们在教会里面做不到事情，爸爸这个天父不会骂的。
And just like there are things in church we couldn't do it well, relax. Our heavenly Father will scold us.
然后呢，他就叫那个大孙子啊，我的三岁半啊，帮妹妹一起来做。
Then my son will ask my grandson, say, well, go to my left foot and help your sister to take off my sock.
然后这个孙子就帮妹妹一起来做了。
So my grandson will help his sister try to take off my son's sock.
这个就一起来做。
So both of them try to take off the sock.
拉得太大力了，就两个都倒下来了。
And sometimes they pull too hard and both of them fell backwards.
我们都在笑起来。
And all of us start to laugh.
有时候情况都是这样。
And sometimes that is the condition.
我们在帮助人在做事情的时候，它本身不是一个解决问题的一个功能性的东西。
And sometimes when we are helping out each other, perhaps itself is not doing much effect to solving the problem.
那是一种关系的建立。
But rather a relationship building.
那救恩所带给我们的最宝贝的东西，就是我们跟上帝的关系。
So the most precious thing the salvation has brought forth to us is that.We now have a relationship with Heavenly Father.
我们侍奉他不是单单做了一件事情，做成功一件事情而已。
When we are here to serve our Heavenly Father, we are not here just to accomplish one thing or the other.
我希望我们在侍奉主的过程里面
，perhaps while we are serving our Lord,
就得到一种生命的一种光彩，一种喜乐。
We can start to have vitality and enjoy as we serve together.
当然也有很好的结果。
Of course, many good things will come forth because of this.
那婴孩所带给我们的救恩。
So the salvation, which was brought forth for us,
绝对是超过我们所想。
It's definitely more than what we can imagine.
让我们存着快乐的心来侍奉主。
May we serve our Lord with joyful heart.
也领受圣诞节所带给我们那种喜悦。
And to receive and enjoy the joy in Christmas.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们真是立志不用我们有限的头脑来领会你自己的话语。
Dear Lord.May we receive your word not only with our limited understanding.
主啊，我们愿意来实行出来。
And Lord, we truly want to practice your word.
去经验从我们愿意顺服所带来的那一种的喜悦。
To experience through our submission in your words.
所以主，当弟兄姐妹们，我们一同愿意来实行你自己的教导。
And Lord, as All the brothers and sisters come together to follow your command.
来发挥我们的生命的时候
To truly exercise our life.
也求你与我们同在
May you be with us.
让我们能够完成你放在我们心中的所有的感动
So that we can accomplish all the inspiration you have put in our hearts.
今天愿你把你的话藏在我们的心中。
And Lord, may we hide the word you have given to us.
继续的光照引导我们。
So may we be enlightened.
我们这样祷告。
We pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.